I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. USDA economists predict strong crop prices are likely to continue for a good while. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says prices first began to rise last summer, but farmers by then had already marketed their crops at the previous lower rates.
The market will be on edge, and there'll be an opportunity to capture more of the higher prices in their marketing, and so producers will be able to take advantage of it.
USDA forecasters are predicting rice growers will see a 2% increase in price, cotton growers a nice 10% boost in prices, 29% for wheat, soybeans should rise 23%, and corn prices are expected to increase 31% from the current marketing year. With the higher prices, expectations are also up for a record production cycle for most of those crops. But with the higher demand, even record production will not mean surplus stocks, according to the USDA's Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekanowski. He says that will translate into continued high prices for quite some time. Snapshot of Southeast crop conditions. In Alabama, heavy rains throughout much of the state made it challenging for producers to prepare for planting of row crops. In some areas, growers considered planting soybeans instead of cotton due to field conditions. Florida's cattle and pasture conditions remained in mostly fair to good condition throughout the state, thanks to rainfall. In Georgia, onion harvesting is close to completion. Some peach producers in the northern part of the state stopped spraying their crop due to damage received from the late frost a few weeks ago. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.